fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. We'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The purpose of today is to check out all your radio equipment, make sure it's in good condition. The batteries are kept out of the radios when they're not being used, and they're ready to go when you need them. I had the meetup last night, and I got more information this morning. I got the answer I was looking for. Why did Robert Kennedy Jr. leave the Trump administration? Well, apparently, and this is confirmed from various private sources, that the Pfizer Pharmaceuticals donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration party deal there, where, well, that's what they did. And I don't know the details of the donation, but not long after that, President Trump and Robert Kennedy parted ways. And so we have that as the reason. I'm very disappointed in, to learn that. It doesn't surprise me. The evidence shows that not one but 2 of President Trump's children have been vaccine injured. Robert Kennedy was supposed to be in the Trump administration to expose the true nature of the dangers of all vaccines. And it's very disappointing that the money contributed by Pfizer to the inauguration parties, that $1 million, was enough to have President Trump dismiss and fire Robert Kennedy Jr. Very disappointing. At the meetup last night, I mentioned something that happened about 25 years ago. My late wife, Dr. Marianne Moore, about 25 years ago, one of her chiropractor buddies, a native-born American, had converted to the Baha'i religion, which is part of Islam. Most Muslims hate Baha'is, by the way. And she told me, she says, honey, I want to go to one of their get-togethers check it out. And I said, you should do that. So she goes to this meeting of Americans that had converted to Islam, the Baha'i religion, which is part of Islam. And she comes back, she says, dear, they're just friendly, loving people, loving, caring, sharing people. And I think I want to go back to another one of their meetings. And I said, you should do that. And I want you to ask three questions when you go back. First question, what is the goal of the Baha'is? What is their goal? Question number one. Question number two, how do they intend to accomplish that goal? Question number three, what will they do to those who will not agree to go along with that goal? So she agreed to do that. She went to the next Baha'i meeting. The answer to question number one was they want to convert everybody on the planet to Islam, particularly the Baha'i version of Islam. That was the answer to question, the answer to number one. Question number two, they intend to do that by peaceful, loving, caring, sharing ways to convert everybody on the planet to the Baha'i religion. So that was answer to number two. Number three, what do they intend to do to those who do not voluntarily convert to Islam by the peaceful, loving, caring, sharing ways that they plan on? We will murder them. That was the answer to number three. We will murder them. She was shocked. She was surprised. She was scared. Of course, she never went back to these people again. The Baha'i religion, and this, I don't know how many followers there are in the United States. I'm sure it's in the hundreds of thousands. It may be more than that. In fact, the local newspaper, the Steelville newspaper here in my county, they used to have weekly notices of the Baha'i religious gatherings here in Crawford County. And I've known several individuals, native-born Americans, who converted to the Baha'i religion or grew up in it, either one. One was my roommate in college. I'm not sure if he converted or not. I know his mother became a practicing Baha'i. I'm not sure he did or not. It's not really relevant to our discussion. The beliefs of Muslims are not compatible with Western civilization. The majority of Muslims, of course, are either Shiites or Sunnis. I'm not sure that one is any worse than the other. The ones commonly out of Saudi Arabia tend to be the most violent ones, and they're the ones building all the mosques in the United States, by the way, that Saudi oil money, which of course is our money, buying oil we didn't need to buy because we've got more oil in the United States than any place on the planet, just waiting to be extracted. Different topic. But this is dangerous. One of our attendees at the his meetup last night, he's a practicing Catholic, great guy, young man, father, cattle rancher. He just rolls his eyes when I talk about what's he going to do with the merging of Catholicism and Islam. I had one of our listeners sent me a video with claims that the Catholicism started Islam. I don't know about that. I haven't looked at the videos. I'm not aware of any evidence of that. Maybe it did happen. I don't know. Doesn't make it any better or any worse. And why the popes, the Pope 900 years ago would do such a thing, but maybe it happened. I don't know. It doesn't change where we are right now. We're about one out of seven people on the planet is Muslim. About a billion people, about a billion men, women, and children. They still practice slavery, by the way. Here's how that happens. One of the edicts of Islam is to visit Mecca once in their lifetime. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal for them, is to visit Mecca once in their life. And if you're a poor Muslim family in Africa, for example, it's really going to be beyond your financial ability unless you do something rather extraordinary. So they do. They do something extraordinary. The parents will, the mom and dad, will raise one child, however many they've got. They will conceive and raise one child for the specific purpose of selling that child to get the proceeds for the rest of the family to go to Mecca. That's what they do. Believe it or not, that's what they do. We hear a lot now about reparations for slavery. Slavery, once Gaddafi was gone, the slave markets opened once again in North Africa, in Algeria. What a sad thing. What a very sad thing. Muammar Gaddafi, he always looked like some kind of rock star. I don't know if he had a perm or what, with that long curly hair he had. He looked like some kind of rock star to me. Not really a nice guy. He was proudly behind or participated in or was part of bringing down that airliner over Lockerbie, Scotland. On one hand, on the other, he was turning his country into a rather desirable place to be in North Africa, with the way he took care of his own people. He was in the process of getting ready to sell his oil in non-dollar denominations. That's what spelled his doom. Same thing with Saddam Hussein. It's ironic that out of all the countries in the Middle East, the best place, including Israel, the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian was Iraq under the rule of Saudi Arabia, under the rule of Saddam Hussein. In fact, the third guy in charge of the whole country was a Christian. You're not going to see that in Israel, are you? Hardly. Christians openly practice their religion in Iraq with no interference from the government at all. Simply didn't happen. No, Saddam was not a good guy. He was a tough dictator. Of course he was. Try to be a leader anywhere in that part of the world without being a tough dictator and see how far that goes. Didn't go very far at all. And he was our ally. We supplied him with the heavy weapons of war to fight Iran, including the chemical weapons that were found there when we invaded. Of course, they were there. They came from us. We gave them to them. Made in the USA. Shipped to Iraq to be used against Iran. No nuclear weapons, of course. He may have attempted to do a nuclear weapons program at one point, but gave that up. The whole war, the Gulf War against Iraq, was based on a complete fabrication, a complete fantasy and fraud that Saddam Hussein had a nuclear weapons program that simply didn't exist. I was a big fan of General Colin Powell. He became an insider, but I think he was a man of integrity and honor. They gave General Powell the fabricated false intelligence information that he presented before the world and made a fool out of this man before the entire planet. Once he found out about it, he was gone. He left the Bush administration not long after he found out that he was made a fool of in front of the entire planet. So where do we stand? I'm still a fan of Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't believe he'll be allowed to be the Democratic nominee. After what I learned the last 24 hours about the way Trump fired him, I seriously doubt that Trump would bring him in as a vice presidential candidate. And of course, I still have the issues with Donald Trump supporting vaccines, despite the evidence that Barron and his daughter, I don't recall the daughter's name, were both vaccine injured. What a quandary. Well, I still have hope at the local level. There's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. They all have overwhelming majority have an elected county sheriff, an elected prosecutor or district attorney, other elected officials, judges, and so forth. We have school boards, we have library boards, we have city councils, all of which need conservative Christian patriots. And that needs to happen right now. One of our attendees last night at our meetup, young lady and her husband, the husband was doing child care, so it was just a young lady from Bozeman, Montana. They wanted to buy a home there, but they were making a nice middle class income on one hand. On the other, a typical ranch style home that in my neighborhood would go for way less than $200,000, maybe $150,000 in my neighborhood, was going for $800,000 in Bozeman on a quarter acre lot. That's insane, but that's what's going on in Bozeman. And it's all due to Californians getting a hell out of Dodge, leaving California and going to Montana and bringing their money with them. And unfortunately, bringing their California attitudes with them. it's too bad, but at least they're going there and not coming to Missouri. The majority of Californians I've met, the California transplants in Missouri, have been conservative Christian patriots. There probably are some exceptions, but I haven't met them. I was mentioning last night at the meetup about one of the, I don't know how many mosques there are in Metro St. Louis, several. There's two mosques in Rolla, Missouri, by the way. But it's one mosque in South County, South St. Louis County. Not all, but several afternoons a week. A dozen or 20 or so healthy young males, adult males, go into the mosque, and they come out all bruised and beat up and bloody. What they're doing there is full force martial arts training. Nothing's held back. They don't kill each other, not that I know of. But they're getting ready for jihad, is what they're doing. What's going on in France? Well, here's what's not going on. Is there not young Muslim males that are spontaneously upset, spontaneously acting out their anger with no leadership, no goals? No, that's not what's happening at all. What we have are jihadists that are organized, trained, disciplined, with a chain of command, communications between the upper levels of command and lower levels, who are armed with automatic weapons, which means machine guns, for those of you who don't know, hand grenades. Do they have rocket-propelled grenades? I don't know. They probably do. Do they have other explosive devices? I don't know. If they can get automatic weapons and hand grenades into France, they can probably get anything they damn well please in there, including the heavier handheld weapons such as rocket-propelled grenades. It's a fearsome weapon. One of the things we feared in Vietnam was the rocket-propelled grenades. They were meant to, as an anti-tank weapon back in the 1950s, I think they were developed. So that's what's going on in France. Now we've got flag rank officers in France telling President Macron, either shut this thing down, these riots, or we're going to do it. It's civil war is what it is. Maybe not so accurately called civil war, since the antagonists are not from that country. If they're from Muslim countries, they're not really Frenchmen. So maybe it's more appropriate to call it just plain old war, since these invaders, these Muslim illegal alien invaders, are the ones that are the combatants. So how many Muslims are in this country? I don't know. Last night somebody mentioned the figure 7 million. That sounds low to me. I don't know what the number is of Muslims in this country. So why are they here? Are they here looking for a better life? Are they here to become part of American culture, traditions, and values? From what I'm saying, no. They intend to not change their cultural norms at all. Here's a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The 4th of July sale on energy cleaners ends at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I do the sale refund manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. There's different players in the takeover of the United States. There's the Muslims, like I've been talking about for a few minutes here, the communist Chinese, the Russians, the barefoot peasants coming up from South America. I think they'll play their role as well from almost every country south of the border, with the possible exception of El Salvador, our only ally that I'm aware of down there. They're not big enough to be much of an ally, but apparently they are. And once this thing gets going, it will be holy hell. What our enemy will do would be to disrupt communications, assassinate chiefs of police and mayors and sheriffs, cut off the leadership in all our communities. That's what they'll be doing. It'll be horrendous. We got a caller on hold here. It looks like we've got Dave in Michigan. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead, sir.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got a call yesterday from a gal. Her brother died in a nursing home in Mississippi, and he's left her an estate. He left an estate. She's the only, the closest surviving relative. He didn't have kids or anything.
Right.
And there's some squatters there, and they stole 22 cars. And this has been going on. I guess he died in September. And I mentioned, it's in Mississippi. And I mentioned Deputy Hendricks and you. And I don't know if she's sent you an email or anything yet. I didn't have your number in my phone, and I gave her, your website to try and get a hold of you. You haven't heard from her yet, have you?
No, she should call me. My telephone number's at my website. I'm not sure what I can I can give her some direction on what to do.
You could guide her. Maybe Deputy Hendricks being there in Mississippi might be able to.
Deputy Hendricks might be of a greater assistance, and I got Deputy Hendricks' phone number. Does she live in that area, or is she out of town?
Well, she's like 7 hours. Oh, she's in New Orleans, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe not. I can't remember exactly where she's at, but the house is, the property's in Mississippi. She does have her son staying there now to prevent any more, shenanigans going on. This woman claims she has a will and she has a lease, but she won't produce anything. And she's got a bunch of different names, and the guy who... there's a guy that towed all these cars off the property. People know of him. He's a mysterious guy, and nobody can find these people. So I figured Deputy Hendricks would be the greatest
guy. I'll be glad to talk to her. Deputy Hendricks probably would be glad to talk to her, give her some advice and point in the right direction. So just give her my phone number, and maybe we can get her going and recover some stolen property and help her out a little bit.
I appreciate that, John. I thought that's where we'd go, and hopefully she gets your number off your website and contacts you ASAP. Thank you very much.
That's right. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay. The call number is 512-248-8252. There was a meeting in Chicago. It was... Oh my, let's see, was it 3 years ago this spring? This time flies and you're having fun. It was 3 or 4 years ago this spring that every country south of our border except El Salvador had representatives there. The security was so good that our intelligence agencies could not penetrate that security despite their best efforts. That would be FBI and so forth. My discussions, I've confirmed that this meeting took place with two private sources that don't know each other, so I know the meeting took place. They were talking about either how to split up the drug trade or how they were going to split up and deal with invading the United States to split up the booty between the different countries. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Two words no soldier ever wants to hear, fix bayonets. Bayonet training will change your life, I assure you. Okay. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be a speaker at the next Red Pill Expo. That will be the second weekend of August. I hope many of you can make it there. These are great events. You meet hundreds of people of like mind. The exhibits, the speakers, it'll be wonderful. The second weekend of August, that's August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets at thelibertyman.com. Would you like to own a log cabin, one-room log cabin, similar to what Davy Crockett had 200 years ago? Or a 6,000 square foot log lodge, similar to what they have in the TV series Yellowstone, or something in between? I can help you out with that. The guys I work with in Licking, Missouri, it's about an hour drive from me, they manufacture a log cabin kit to the specifications of your architect to be delivered to your job site. It could be anywhere in the country, probably between the Appalachians and the Rocky Mountains because of delivery charges, to be built on your job site with your contractor. How about that? Last but not least, the 4th of July sale on the Energy Cleaner ends at midnight tonight, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. We got a caller on hold, regular caller, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Please say hello to the lovely Mrs. Moore, like Deputy Hendricks always says.
Okay.
I'm calling because I wanted to ask you, you said that you found out something. I tuned in a little late, and all I caught was you said you found out something about how Trump had fired
Robert
F. Kennedy Jr. I didn't catch that. Can you explain what you found out?
One of our listeners, one of our attendees at the meetup last night told me, and I saw another article this morning, that Robert Kennedy is saying the following, that Pfizer made a $1 million donation to the Trump inaugural festivities, and that Robert Kennedy was fired from the Trump administration shortly after that, which would have been right at the very beginning, of course. It's a shame, but it seems to be the truth. I don't doubt it, and I'm very disappointed, but that's apparently what happened.
I tried to find information. I heard a guy called in yesterday and said something about this, and I tried looking up information. I couldn't find it, so I'm glad you had it verified from somebody else and saw an article on it, because I looked, and I couldn't find anything. Yeah, that's troubling. There's no doubt about it. I know whole thing. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see how it all comes down. But like you say, I don't know if he'll even make it through the Democrat, primaries, or whatever. But we'll see.
Well, he won't be. Robert Kennedy won't be allowed to be the candidate. Almost everybody in the Democratic Party does not want him to be the candidate. Yeah. At least in the leadership, in the top leadership position is what I meant to say. Right.
Yeah, it seems that way. If they can steal the election from us, outright here in the United States, they can certainly get him manipulated to where he won't get anything, too. So, anyway. All right, well, thanks, John. I just wanted to catch that because I'd been looking up for that information and I couldn't find anything. That's really all I have.
Okay, Charlie. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's a gentleman, Dr. Gal Luft. He brought information to the FBI. Let's back up a bit. Set up a conference in Brussels where he met with, I think it was four FBI agents and two Department of Justice attorneys, basically giving the same information that's on the Hunter laptop 9 months before the laptop was turned over to the FBI. So, and they never acted on it. The one comment was, it's too close to the election. Excuse me? It's too close to the election to disclose publicly that Joe Biden is involved in criminal activity, which is what, selling influence is criminal activity. Obviously it is. Dr. Gal Luft, L-U-F-T. It's one of the headlines here at The Liberty Daily. I like to get a lot of my news, not all of it, but a lot of my news from The Liberty Daily. It's similar to what Drudge started out to be before they became so liberal and woke and so forth. And I don't go to Drudge anymore. I haven't looked at Drudge for years. I generally start out my morning getting news from The Liberty Daily, stevequayle.com, and naturalnews.com. Between those three sites, I get caught up pretty quick on what's really going on in the world before I start my show at 0700 Monday through Friday. I'm expected to know these things. I know, try to find out and know as much as I can. I can't always do that, but that's what I do. Getting back to the goal of the New World Order, the goal of the Communist Chinese. The Communist Chinese, I believe, are the in charge of this takeover of the United States. They got the the financial resources and the manpower, both. And they'll make use of allies. In this case, the allies would be Muslims. The allies would be barefoot peasants from South and Central America. Russians, of course, are part of it. I've talked publicly a number of times about the Russian presence in this country, some of which are just regular run-of-the-mill Russians. Others are Russian Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces. Yeah, they're here. And I've confirmed it through private sources a number of times. I've seen them myself in person, what they're doing in Bado, Missouri. It's B-A-D-O, what used to be a town 50, 60 years ago, which now is just a few kind of rundown homes. There's no more store, no more school, no more anything there except some abandoned buildings and a few homes of no consequence. But there's a lot of Russians there, two, three dozen, something like that. Last I heard, they were bringing in Russian women also. I guess the guys were complaining about not having any female companionship. This one pastor I met at the Aerobi event, he has a lot of Romanian nationals in his congregation. They found out about the Russians. What's allegedly a alcohol and drug rehabilitation outfit from St. Petersburg. When they found out about it, they offered to volunteer to come over and help do cleanup work, carpentry work, painting, and tree trimming, that kind of thing. And who would turn down the offer of free labor? Who would do that? But they did. They turned down the offer of free labor. Now, what could possibly be the motivation for that? Well, I can think of one. It would be to keep their activities secret. That's why. When I first heard about the Russians at Bado, Missouri, it came from a ready-mix driver. These ready-mix concrete trucks that deliver the concrete, the cement to job sites. He says, John, we've had dozens of trucks delivering hundreds, maybe hundreds of cubic yards of concrete to this location, very, very remote location, is what he told my contact. And we did finally find it. They're so proud. They're not. The fact they're there is no secret, by the way. So proud of what they're doing that they have YouTube videos of them doing carpenter work and harvesting apples. I assume those things are still on YouTube. I haven't looked in a while. But they have a role to play, too. What is the training of Spetsnaz? To kill people and blow things up. That's what they're good at. Killing people and blowing things up. And they're very good at it. Timeline, I don't know. If there is a timeline, it's something that's a well-kept secret, and I'm not privy to that. If I knew it, I would certainly share it with you. I doubt that it's 10 years in the future. I doubt that it's even 5 years in the future. It's probably closer in time to that. But maybe not. One thing about the Chinese are very patient people. They have a different mindset when it comes to goal setting and how to accomplish these goals and when to accomplish these goals. That's simply the Chinese mindset. And they plan events decades in the future. Anatoly Golitsyn certainly gave us an education on that, didn't he? He escaped Russia during the John Kennedy administration more than half a century ago. He wrote his book. Thank goodness the book was published in 1984, 5 years before all the events began that he wrote about in his book titled New Lies for Old. I mentioned that book when I was at Roby a couple weeks ago. And I laid out several books on the table for guys to take photographs of so they could get their own copies, including the book titled Unlimited Warfare, written by two Chinese Army colonels. You want to learn what the plan is? Well, they outlined the plan. The book was not meant for release publicly, even to the Chinese people. It was meant as a private, internal military document for use by the Chinese high command. But RCI got a hold of it. It's been translated. It's available on Amazon. And it tells the tale, what and how they intend to do it. The Chinese have a plan. They intend to conquer, to rule the world. As far as they're concerned, the 21st century is their century. And the lower 48 will become new China. That's what it will become. Russia will get Alaska. China gets the lower 48. They intend to colonize this country and have no Americans alive to oppose them. That's their plan. That's what they intend to do. And they're putting everything in place to carry that out. That's what they're doing. Now, the numbers of adult military age men, Chinese males, coming across the southern border as illegal aliens is very scary. It's in the thousands. How many thousands? I don't know. Since they're illegal aliens, there's a term called gotaways, the ones that are not taken into custody and released for the court date, the gotaways. How many are there? We don't know. How many of them are here because they want a better life, as opposed to how many are here to remain until they're activated to harm our country, to kill people and blow things up? I don't know. It's foolish to believe that there's not a percentage. Absolutely foolish. So they're here by the thousands. Russians are here by the thousands. The barefoot peasants from Central America with AK-47s, how many are here? I don't know. Apparently is a working relationship between the drug cartels and the communist Chinese. They both have goals they want to meet, mutual goals. The time to get ready is now. You want to be valuable to a group, whether your group is 6 people or 600. There's 2 skills that will help you be valuable. That would be first aid, CPR training, and ham radio skills. I've been working with groups of men and women for decades, and no matter what group it is, whether it's a church group, friends, neighbors, whatever it might be, you'll find that these men and women have all kinds of great skills, useful skills, helpful skills. The one thing you won't find in a large amount in almost every community is first aid, CPR skills, and ham radio skills. They are very valuable. Don't cost a lot of money to get those skills, hardly any money at all, quite frankly. You can get first aid training a lot of places. Hospitals put it on, fire departments put it on. I know the group I sponsored here for years, we put on a first aid class every year. We put on a CPR class every year. We did a ham radio class every year. We did that for 8 years. It's the guy that's taking it over. He's got personal issues, and the training is in suspense for right now, the Viburn Emergency Response Team. But we did a lot of, we had a lot of good training for a lot of years. We had a class on suturing, by the way. That was a very popular class. The instructor was a nurse practitioner. I learned how to suture. I didn't know how to suture before that. Something I hope I never have to do, but if I have to, I got the skill now. So that's what's coming. My private sources feed me information as they get it. It's not every day. It's not necessarily even every week. We talk a lot about this on Tuesday, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, between Dave Hodges, Steve Bannon, and Jeff Nyquist. We have a lot of great information that helps people understand what's going on, why it's going on, and how to prepare. I've been talking for years about people becoming part of a hobby farm. A hobby farm a good distance from a major city. That's not in a blue state, by the way. That's, in my opinion, the best way to live in normal times and the best way to survive in hard times. It's a different lifestyle. I don't live in a hobby farm. I'm working at it. My lovely wife and I, we have daily discussions about what to do next to make our place into a hobby farm along with being a comfortable place to live, along with building my studio so I can be more productive, reach out to more people. It's a lot to do. Right now we're looking at doing a rehab on this house, getting my studio built, getting our emergency power in better condition than it is now. And the first step, I think, will be to get a chicken house, get maybe a few chickens. That's pretty simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of expertise to feed and water chickens and gather the eggs and keep the predators away from eating them up. It's a lot. It's a lot for anybody. It takes time. It takes a little money. It takes dedication. All those things. We have a topic. We have a break. We'll be back when we wrap up this hour. And we'll be back with Marie Lassiter. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Top of our break coming up here in a few minutes. We'll be back with, looks like she's here already. A few minutes earlier, and that's fantastic. We have with us my friend, Marie Lassiter. She is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. The author of 3 books available at Amazon.com. She is on the American Board of Medical Legal Death Investigators, a member of the American Academy of Forensic Scientists. She's a board member of the Missouri Commission on Coroner Standards and Training. She's a certified psychological autopsy investigator, a fellow with the American Board of Medical, Legal, and Death Investigators, and a runner. She's a runner. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, John.
Great day for running. It wasn't too hot. Did you get out and get in a little bit of running this morning?
No, I haven't yet. And I actually like to run when it's the hottest part of the day.
Really?
Yeah, most of my...
You get less injuries that way, I know.
Well, I did a lot of running when I was in Panama, you know, in the heat and humidity, and I don't know, I just did it, I really like the heat and humidity. I'm kind of weird that way.
Well, when I was on a track team, and I've been on several track teams, we would use Icy Hot to warm up our muscles before we ran to help reduce injuries, and it seemed to help a lot. Well, Maria, I don't know if you've been listening to my show. Have you listened this week at all?
The week. I've been listening this morning, and I got a couple of comments on a few things you were talking about.
Okay. Well, I began a search in January to find the audio clip where, because I knew that spring of 2020, I said a couple of things. I wasn't sure it was my show or with Dr. Bill Deagle or maybe with Mike Adams. Where in the spring of 2020, I said two things. First of all, my belief, at the time I had no evidence, but now I do. My belief in spring of 2020 that the vaccines were already manufactured in refrigerators waiting to be released. And that was, of course, more than half a year before they were released. And in my second belief that in 9 months or less, you cannot possibly fabricate a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. I found the audio clip. It was my May 7th show with Dr. Horowitz, and it's now on my website where people can listen. It's less than 8 minutes, Marie.
Oh, I'll be sure to take a listen to that. Obviously it was in refrigerators and ready to go, but first they had to do their programming of people to make them willing to take the vaccine. And you know, I've got the full document for that. I think I sent it to you, all the messaging, all the strategies they were using to overcome anybody's resistance.
You're being too polite, Marie. How about create hysteria to where people are bribing people to get in line first to get the vaccine?
Facebook, I'm usually banned from Facebook. I mean, they ban me for like 6 months at a time. Something's happened, I think, with these new rules on banning free speech. Someone on Facebook said he was concerned. He wanted someone to look at his CAT scan. He's a young guy. He says, they say I have a blood clot on my lung. So I told him, well, they're probably talking about pulmonary embolism.
Hold on. We have a top-of-the-hour break. Hold on, Marie. We'll get back after the break. Hold on.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.